Merci, 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 Monsieur le Vice-président.
Thank you very much, Vice President. I would like, firstly, to say that we're only at halfway in the list, and only halfway through the list of the speakers. So I just wanted to say in a couple of minutes, it will be difficult, of course, to respond to every single person. But in a first round, let me just say that I appreciate those countries who have supported the conclusions of my report, and going beyond that, who have mentioned the issue of protests, of course, in crisis, but also financing. And that's the basis of this investigation. I thank you very much. But I would also like to express my appreciation, and really I appreciate criticism and questions that have been raised by certain countries. Because of time limits, I maybe can't get to everything, but I'm available to discuss in detail issues if you like. All those countries who have raised questions, you can, for example, Egypt, Venezuela. I have always worked in dialogue with you, and I am ready to visit your missions in order to continue the dialogue on specific issues if that exists. With regard to Niger, I would just like to say that the ECOWAS court has mentioned the presidential election of February 2021. And I would reiterate here to His Excellency the Ambassador, as I've done at many opportunities, the need to have dialogue with civil society, political parties, in order to face the security challenges and other environmental challenges. And I would reiterate my appeal to have restrictions on public protests lifted. The only justification for law enforcement is not sufficient to ban a protest. I would also like to recognize the efforts that have been made by the country in this area, but still it's important to ensure the rights, which are at the very heart of security and development, are very important to defend. Sudan, thank you very much for your statement, and I would reiterate once again that, as we have said many times, states or countries have, yes, some opportunities when they can restrict liberties in certain occasions, but the problem is that, and as we've said several times, it's an excessive use of force by law enforcement. And these conditions are sometimes conditions which are very clear in the convention are not respected before the use of force. And that is what our report is proposing to law enforcement. And if you look closely to the report, you can see it. We have dialogue with law enforcement, and we are ready, as has been said. I think it was Luxembourg or Belgium asked this question. Listen, my mandate is ready to continue to work on instruments, documents, anything that could help law enforcement to keep law and order while also ensuring that protests are protected and also keeping in mind, of course, security concerns. EU, thank you very much. I thank you for your support to the report, and thank you for everything that you've said with regard to civil society and the need to implement my recommendations. Lithuania as well, Czech Republic, and on behalf of a group supporting the mandate. Also, I thank those who wanted to have the mandate renewed. And beyond that, also thank you for the support that you've provided to freedom of peaceful assembly, which is, of course, an important right for democracy and which requires protection, particularly in period of crisis such as conflicts, COVID-19. We need strong civil society. We need civil society which has access to necessary resources to support the community. And allow me to reiterate once again that when we focus on access to financing of civil society, then the impact is truly felt by communities. When civil society doesn't get that financing, rather it's seen as a privilege, then there's an impact on the community. It's very important that states take measures here. And I would also like to thank everyone who has understood the need to commit to this. Israel, I am open to continue the discussion with you. And I would also clarify that the objective is not for me, as I've said, in all countries, is not the use of force or disproportionate use of force. It's the fact that we also need to take into account the fact that there are sometimes children at these protests. There's a protocol that has to be respected. Germany, I would also like to thank you for your statement. Switzerland, thank you. for your statement and for your support. And as you clarified, and I also said, I am ready to continue to draft materials, to continue to assist states in the reform of their legislation on the right to protest. Namibia, the balance or the equilibrium that you mentioned, I think national sovereignty, security, yes, of course, they need to take into account the fact that we need to create a space for civil society to receive funds. There is a need for international support, and why couldn't civil society be allowed to do that? I understand that there are parameters. We're not against transparency nor accountability, but why can't that go hand in hand with civil society being allowed to have foreign financing to help populations? Russian Federation, I'm happy to work on this with you to clarify things. Maldives, also, thank you for the invitation. Egypt, as I've said, I will take into account your concerns and I'll speak with you afterwards, and I'm open to have a continued dialogue. Thank you very much for this first round, and I will continue.